It's what happened in Gaza and Egypt all the time. All the time.
With your permission, we're going to start maybe the most, if I would say, interesting stories, if we're allowed to say such a thing. I tell about Eliyahu Navi, and the secret about Eliyahu Navi, that secret we have that he must come before Mashiach will come. So just as introduction to the introduction of Eliyahu Navi, this is chapter 16, Perek Tzayin, sentence 34.
What?
Melachim Aleph, Melachim Aleph, 852. Let's start against chapter 16, sentence 34. We didn't learn it with, I don't have what to say too much also, but I don't want to learn about this. We'll get to it maybe another time. There's a king, his name was Ahav. It was one of the worst of the worst. The way the Gemara, the Navi described him. Maybe the lady, that she was a goy.
Sidonit,
from Sidon, from Lebanon, her name was Izebel. Izebel Amershad, Izebel the wicked, was very wicked, and she influenced him a lot as well to go and worship all the Avodah Zarah, the idols. And he being described in sentence 33 that he was the worst from all the kings that were before him. Sentence 34, this is the introduction for the introduction of Eliyahu Navi. Be'amav, in his days of Ahav, Bana, Chiel Betaeli, Chiel, that's called Betaeli, we'll get to it what it means in a minute, B'zat Hashem, Et Yericho. The guy Chiel decided to build the city of Yericho. If you remember in Yosef and Yeshua, since Yeshua captured Yericho as the first city, and Hashem made a very big miracle, Yeshua made it like a swear, like a cherem, like a vow, a promise that no one is allowed to build the city of Yericho. It's a question if it means you're not allowed to build the city, or just not to make the walls. Since the Hashem made a tremendous miracle that the wall of Yericho sank in the ground when Am Yisrael went around, Yeshua wanted it to be like the monument and everybody to remember the big miracle Hashem made. But some Chachamim said what he said is not really to build the city, is to build the wall around the city. Here it doesn't say that, but maybe that's the explanation that Chiel built Yericho, not the city of Yericho. He built maybe just a wall around Yericho. There are some proofs that a lot of people used to live in Yericho, even though that Yeshua cursed and Yeshua said no one is allowed to build it. If Yeshua cursed, Chachamim would not live over there. If Chachamim did live over there, must be the curse for the wall. That Yeshua did not want another wall to govern Yericho. This guy, Mr. Chiel, he decided to build either the city of Kohen Chachamim or the wall of Yericho. And since Yeshua cursed and said, whoever is going to do it, Chas v'Shalom, Yeshua said when he's going to start building it, his older one will die. And when he's going to put the doors on the walls, his youngest son will die. Et Yeshua said, the sentence before he has been with Tiro Yatsiv La Terre, since Riel Betaeli did not want to believe in it, did not want to listen, he decided he's going to rebuild the city of Yericho or the wall of Yericho. And he started, when he started, he put the foundation of the wall or the city, his oldest son Aviram died. And not only didn't start, while he was doing the construction, more children died. There's a question how many children he had, 7 or 8. They said, one by one is dying, one by one is dying, and it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop, and everybody knows. Everybody knows, it's not coincidence. Everybody knows that Yeshua made this promise, but he doesn't care. With his gift to Iro, he saved Latea. His younger son, his name was Giv. When Mr. Chiel put the doors on the walls, his younger son died.
Who is this Chiel? He was...
Who was this Chiel? Right. It's a very good question. Who is this Chiel? It's Albert wants to know right away at the beginning of the lecture. Who is this guy Chiel? This guy Chiel is a machloket, who he is. If he is really from the tribe of Binyamin, that he comes from Beth Hill, or he is, you don't know where he is just from a city, and Eli means like a curse. Chiel, Beth, Eli, Eli, like Allah. In Hebrew, Allah is a curse. It means they gave him a nickname. Chiel Bet Eli is not from Beth El. Beth Eli means either Beth Kel or Eli means a swear. There's a machloket among the Chachamim, they don't know who he is, but we know that he might come from Sheva Binyamin, comes from the city of Beth Kel, that is in the tribe of Binyamin. And even though that Achav is from Israel, and he really should not have any relationship with him, because Binyamin and Yehuda is one side, and the other 10 tribes is one side, nevertheless, Rahim said that he joined Biyamav in the days of Achav, even though that that time now the Asa is the king, but here he decided to do a bad thing, and he is going to rebuild the wall, to rebuild the city of Yericho, ignoring the curse of Yehoshua, bearing all his children. Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibir Biyad Yehoshua Binun. It says this is like the curse that Hashem said, it's not really Hashem, means Yehoshua said it. Yehoshua said no one is allowed to rebuild Yericho, to build the wall of Yericho, and this Chiel did it. Yeah, we have to remember one thing. We have to remember one thing. This is what Rav Ashi had a dream. Rav Ashi, about 1500 years ago, had a dream. Found it towards the Gemara in Iraq, in Kurdistan. He wrote the Gemara and he had a dream. And Menashe, the son of Hezekiah, came to him in a dream.
Come to my generation?
No. Then Rav Ashi asked him, how is it possible you, such smart people, went after those stupidity idol statues? Where did you get this brain? You know it's nothing. So Menashe told him, you don't understand. You are a big shot now. You have to understand the Yetzirah of idols was cancelled by Ezra when they came from Iraq to build the second Beit HaMikdash. He told Rav Ashi in the dream, if you would be alive in my time, you would go and run and look for more idols. It was just a Yetzer Hara, the Satan. This is the test that Am Yisrael went through, was unbearable, unbelievable. Today we're big shot because this Yetzer Hara was cancelled by Ezra. When Ezra built the second Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara Masechet Yoma said that Ezra and Am Yisrael screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cancel, we don't want this test. But Avodah Zarah and all this stupidity that we read in the Navi, it looks so silly, and just without any common sense, we have to understand this is Yetzer Hara, the Satan was so strong, and that's what we read now in Sefer Melachim, that everything was bad, all worship Avodah Zarah, all everything worship Avodah Zarah, they don't believe, this is the guy is burying all his children, and because Yeshua gave a curse, And so Yeshua gave a curse. You know why he gave a curse? Because he believed in Hashem. We don't believe in Hashem. This guy, Chiyel Betali, is going to die. You know where he's going to die? He's going to die in Har HaKarmel. In Har HaKarmel, when Eliyahu...
With all the Baal.
With all the them, he is going to... He is going... Eliyahu is going to kill him. Eliyahu is going to kill him.
400.
But he is not one of 400.
No,
he's not more. He's not his before. What happened is that Eliyahu was preparing the test. We're going to learn about Hashem later. Eliyahu preparing the test to see who is the guy that really believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, you build an altar for yourself, and you go sacrifice on it, and you put it, and let if fire comes. If fire comes by itself, it means we believe in the Baal, in this statue. If fire will come in my place, it means from Hashem. At the end of the miracle was, you can imagine without Hashem, the fire came from Shemayim. In the meantime, right, in the meantime, there's no fire coming. This guy Chiel, he goes underneath the altar, mm-hmm. and he has a lighter.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to light it.
Yeah.
In one version, the Midrash says the snake came and bit him, and he died over there underneath the altar. It's in one version. Another version is that he is going to light now the fire, and he gave him a curse. I don't want to speak about this right now, because it's too early to talk about it, but Eliyahu killed this guy, Chiel. Eliyahu killed him at the end. But now, right now, he doesn't believe in a curse. And somebody's going to tell you, listen, it's Pusa Dinura. He said those rabbis in Yerushalayim, they tried to kill the rabbi, they tried to kill somebody else, they killed Barzilai, they killed Agron. There's a list of people over there that they ahead of time, they said they're going to die. They say, we don't believe in this nonsense. We don't believe in it because you don't believe in Hashem. It says, Yeshua, in the name of Hashem, said it's a curse. Nobody is allowed to build Yericho. Chiel said, I don't believe in it. Chiel joins the other side, it's called the Teshu department. This is the Baal, and he said, I don't believe in this nonsense. He says, he believes in Hashem 100% in some mitzvot. He's going to see Shiva now, he's eating Shiva, he's going to tear his clothing, he's not going to have this butterfly, you know, this in America. What is it?
In a button.
In a button. In America. There are people, they don't believe, Mr. Albert, when Chas Shalom, somebody goes from the family after 120 years, they don't tear anymore. They show a little button, or a little butterfly, you know? That guy Chiel, even though he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though that he's building the wall of Yericho, and he's bearing all his children, he's sitting Shiva after each one of them. Sitting Shiva. This is the introduction of Eliyahu Navi. That's the introduction. I'm sorry?
It's
like Yerushalayim, but there's no reason not to rebuild, right? I will get to it later, in a minute.
This is the not to be built by Jewish people?
Jewish, by no one.
Or
no one, anybody, or anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah. 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 Yeshua said, but that's not such thing, not Jewish, because now the Jews own it. I mean, not now, Arbat owns it. But when Yeshua captured us, Israel, hopefully at that time everybody believed they're going to stay there forever. We didn't come to Israel to be over there only for 480 years, plus 420 of Beit HaMikdash. We had hoped that we're going to stay there forever. And then Yeshua said, since he captured Yericho, and Yeshua captured most of Eretz Israel, and all of Israel are getting Eretz Israel, we're going to stay there for good, forever. So therefore, there's no such thing to goyim. It says, Yeshua gave the curse. Nobody is allowed to build Yericho.
Holy Rolling.
So that's really the introduction for Eliyahu Navi, that story. Why is the introduction for Eliyahu Navi? It says in the Midrash, it says, While we were sitting Shiva now, after he's buried his last son, his name is Giv. So he buried his last son, they're sitting Shiva. He was a very, very important person, Chiel. There's no information yet what his importance in the Israeli, it was his government. But he is sitting Shiva in the house, and Eliyahu Navi and Mr. Ahav, the king of Israel, that Ahav at the time was, the Gemara said, as big as Shlomo, as far ruling the world. The Gemara says, Shlosham Malchu Bekipa Shlomo Ahav Ahashverosh. If you want to compare this guy Ahav, that he is the king of Israel right now, is being compared to Ahashverosh and Shlomo. How many countries you ruled?
He never lost any battle.
He didn't lose.
No, never.
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 The Gemara says, amazing thing. He was so smart, this guy Ahav. When he captured a state, he took the older son of the king, brought him to Yerushalayim, and he took all the children from all the kings around that he captured the country, and put the children in Yerushalayim, and he controlled all of them, taught them Judaism, and according to one version, they all converted them. They loved Judaism. But he took them in Yerushalayim in order that he knew that they are the ones that are going to rule after the father. And in the meantime, he is going to be friends with them in the White House, you know, he's going to talk to them, he's going to be his friend. And eventually he's going to be able to rule and continue ruling them because, you know, I just adopted you and you learned everything from me. He put them in schools over there, he taught them everything, and he was very nice to them, like adopted them. And this was his wisdom of Ahav. So he was again, the Gemara said he was as big as Shlomo and Ahashverosh.
So how come
he's not in Yerushalayim at all.
You said he brought the sons
of... I didn't mean Yerushalayim, sorry. To Shomron. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So this guy Achav, as great he was, he is going now to pay a Shiva call, what we call in America, to Chiel.
With Eliyahu Navi.
And Eliyahu Navi is sitting over there also. That's how important this guy, Mr. Chiel. I don't tell you yet what is the reason, what's really his position. He was not serving anything in the government of Ahav. But this guy Chiel is sitting Shiva in his house. Again, we don't know where his house is. Maybe Bet Kel in Binyamin tribe, we don't know. Maybe another time we'll get to it. But Chiel is sitting Shiva. And in the row, that he's in Shiva, he's sitting two people, Ahav, the king of Israel, but it's not the king of Israel, it's the king of half of the world, the Gemara says, and Eliyahu next time. So Ahav is talking to Eliyahu Navi, and Ahav is asking Eliyahu Navi, may I ask you a question? So Eliyahu Navi said, yeah. I want to ask you something. It says, you know that Baruch Hashem, you all worship Avodah Zarah. So all the Gemara says, the Navi says, the Gemara says that Ahav did until now, he is the worst of the worst. Never was somebody worse than him. There's so much Avodah Zarah and bad things. I said, it says in the Torah that Ahav is asking Eliyahu Navi, what's the Mit Chacham? It says in the Torah, Shamru Lachem Penifte Levavchem, Esartem Bavadetem Elohim Achim Mishtachavetem Lahem. It says, you worship Avodah Zarah, Chatz V'Shalom V'Chara Af Hashem Bachem Batar Et HaShemem V'Lo Yomotah. Hashem writes Moshe, Rabbeinu writes in the Torah, if you worship Avodah Zarah, it's going to be no rain. It says, that's when you're in Baruch Hashem. But I want to ask you a question. It says, the student of Moshe, his name is Yoshua. Now you coming over here to pay the Shiva, and you say that the reason why this guy Chiel buried all the children because Yeshua said, it says Yeshua was the student of Moshe. And Yeshua said something, and look what happened. All the children died. And Moshe said something, nothing happened, we have a lot of rain. This was how the discussion went behind the scene between Ahav and Eliyahu, while sitting in front of Chiel, and they're trying to pay Shiva call to comfort Mr. Chiel. So Avraham is asking Eliyahu, Eliyahu, can you answer me this question? So Eliyahu said, yeah, I have an answer for you. I said, this is chapter 17, with your permission, let's answer. Vayomer Eliyahu, atishvi mitoshavei Gilad el Achav, that is answer. That is, of course, you know, we read the Tanakh, you don't understand what's going on. And it says, now comes the Tanakh and tells you, this is chapter 17, sentence 1. So now what's
Eliyahu is talking to Avraham and tells him,
that you answer, Chai Hashem, in Hashem's name I'm going to swear. Elokei Israel, Asher Amadeti Lefanav, that I was standing in front of him. Im Yehar Shanim Ha'elef, from now on, the next few years, Talu Matar Kim Lefit Vari. Just forget about everything, I shut now the cloud, it's going to be no more rain for you, no more dew for you. Both. Since Moshe said something and you just asking me a question, how come you're getting it? It's going to be right now a drought, it's going to be no water. Yeah, again, this is just a Navi, this is just, I don't know exactly what the Navi is writing it, but this is how the Navi wants to teach us and to introduce Eliyahu Navi. There is no sign in the whole time about the Navi. He just arrived right now. It says, who was his father? Who was his mother? Where is he coming from? Which tribe he comes from? It says, where was the guy killed this man? Again, it's not a question because all the Nevi'im appeared from somewhere that the Navi does not tell us how did he come. Comes all the time and constantly in the Navi, you find all of a sudden the Navi comes and he tells the king something. So it happened to be the other Navi as well, maybe. Again, but usually the Navi has the name of his father. Usually we know which tribe it comes, some information about usually, not all the time, but usually. There is no information about Eliyahu Navi, you don't know who he is, he's coming over here, out of nowhere. Not Tishbi, don't know what Tishbi means. We don't even know what the word Tishbi means. There's a lot of explanation, maybe we'll get to it, but again, there's no certain things about what it means, Tishbi. One of the explanation is from the word Teshuvah. So he said to the Eliyahu Navi, to the Chav, he says, I'm stopping the rain, it's going to be a drought, I'm closing up the faucet, you're going to have more rain. Since he asked me this question, he says, he swore in Hashem's name, it's going to be no water. Okay. Hashem Elayel Elav Lemo, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him, he says, Lech Mizeh, run away, Chachamim say, because you have to be afraid, because the drought will start in a second, and Ahav and his wife, Yimach Shema, Izebel, the Goy is going to try right away to kill you. Please run for your life. Hashem tells him, run for your life, let me say. Ufanita lecha kedma, go towards east. And he starts a benach al kirit asher at neir. Then you should go and hide yourself next to a little spring, a little river, it's called Crit, that's next to the Jordan River. Vayama nachar tishtem. In the meantime, you'll be able to drink water from this little river. I command that the crowd, what is crowd is that?
Crowd.
Yeah. I ordered and I commanded two crows to bring your food. Then he did what Hashem told him. Vayelech vayeshev v'nachal kita shilat ne'erden v'arobim mevim lo lechem o'vassar v'bokeh lechem o'vassar v'erev v'nachal ishte. Twice a day he gets free lunch. Hot lunch catered from a kitchen the crows bring him in the morning, in the evening. Very important thing, very nice thing. Like to know what is behind it, that Hashem tells him that that's how he's going to eat. I understand Hashem telling him to go drink water from the spring, but if Hashem wants him to eat, Hashem should be telling you there's a tree over there, go eat some, you know, huh? But I'm about to say, about to say, you believe it. Right. I don't know, what am I saying? I'm about to say, what am
I
saying? Yeah, I'm about to say, you know,
eggs,
yeah, eggs, yeah,
eggs.
This is why in America the heart attack is very reductive. He'll tell you. The heart attack what people have is because of this breakfast where they have meat in the breakfast. Here Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu that the ravens, the crows are going to bring him bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat at night. Twice a day he's going to have meat. There's going to be no cereal, no pizza, nothing. They get meat and bread. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. But Mr. Levy is right. I mean, the Gemara says a person should not eat meat. This is Parasha. This is Parasha. The Gemara says the person should have meat only in the evening, not in the morning. In the morning they had man, in Ashamayim, and slav in the evening. And it says the Gemara, Limda Torah Derecheret. The Torah tells us, teaches you a lesson. You should not have meat in the morning. Only in the evening.
Even at morning? Afternoon?
It's called afternoon. Afternoon, yeah. I mean, evening is called Stasim afternoon, not night. Yeah. Ben Arbaim Tuchlu Basam, yeah. Babok it is Bolachem. That's the Pasuk in 6 Parashah. And here, he's going to have a meat and bread in the morning. It's very interesting. It says, why eat twice? He said, once a day, meal is enough, plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And if Hashem wants, not only this, I don't understand, Hashem is to bring, huh?
Why is he hiding?
Hashem said, he has to hide, the Gemara, the Chachamim say, from Achab and Yizdevel, they might kill him, and she's going to try to kill him later, Yizdevel and Machshema. That's what Hashem tells him.
Hashem said
that. Right. Hashem says it to other ones. So the question is why Hashem cannot protect him.
Yeah. He is all the prophets. No, but you know the name was Amin and Nicholas, doesn't it? Zevon is the other one,
too?
Garbage.
What? Garbage? Zevon is garbage,
yeah.
Isabella from Spain.
Isabella.
Yeah, exactly. Bella. No. That's Bella in our
head.
Bella. Very interesting. Very interesting that he has to have twice a day, and he has to have twice a day meat. And if Hashem wants, Hashem can give him food. In the meantime, Hashem says that the ravens will bring him food. Crows have to bring him food. So the Gemara has a question. The Gemara has a question, it's kosher meat. I mean, it's not according to halacha. It's a big question. If you find meat on the street, you don't know, you're not allowed to eat it. It has to have a stamp. And if they have two stamps, the Gemara says, called Basashi Italem in the Ayin. The Gemara said, a new house. And if you don't have a stamp on the meat, and you leave the meat by itself, somebody might change the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat. I mean, you bring lunch to your work, and you put it in the refrigerator. It's not. Somebody might switch it. It looks the same. Same thing that my wife made for me. Halacha is you cannot eat it because there are non Jewish people in this area that you put the food in the refrigerator. You might not be allowed to eat it. It's called Basar Shitalem Ayin. It says there is halacha. That the meat, you have to be careful, always have to be under supervision. Either has to be two stamps, has to have a cover, and you have to make sure that's the meat that you bought in the store, and this has what you call the plumber, has already the sign that this is kosher. It is just if you have a piece of meat, and that piece of meat, without any stamp, without any recognition, you left it someplace, and then you came back to the same place, you saw the piece of meat, and another piece. Yeah, that's different. All the Chachamim, he says, doesn't matter, we'll find out soon where the meat from. But he says, doesn't matter where the meat is from. And he says, the crow brings it, and the Yahu Navi takes it and eats it. It says, how do you eat it? You know how to eat it. There's no stamp on it. It was no stamp. As I said, Hashem told him. Actually, since Hashem told him that the crow will bring it, and you see the crows are bringing it, of course it's as if Hashem told me. The Gemara says, says the Gemara, where they're bringing it from? Machlokes in the Gemara. One Chacham says from the kitchen of Achav. He used to do Avodah Zarah at kosher kitchen. Like Chiyen Betayli is doing Avodah, is building the wall of Yerucho, but he's sitting Shiva on a circle.
It's home of kosher.
No, it's called Israel Mumar. Not allowed to. But again, it's the same answer what he said. Hashem said.
Maybe
the Gemara doesn't say that.
The other thing is not from the kitchen of Achav, from the kitchen of Yehoshaphat.
Yehoshaphat was the king of Yehuda at the same time, so the crows used to come to the kitchen every day, and while the chef used to cook, all of a sudden two crows come twice a day, go inside the pot, take one piece of meat, and fly to Eliyahu Navi, drop the meat, then go back. In the evening, the same thing, twice. Right, that's the question. Why does he have to have meat? He can even eat like a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And if not, Hashem can do anything. Hashem has to do this kind of a trick. That those two crows are going to fly twice a day to the kitchen, either Achav or Yehoshaphat, and pick up one piece of meat in the morning, one piece of meat in the evening, a piece of steak, and bring it to Eliyahu Navi. It means he doesn't have to eat it. Secondly, Hashem doesn't have to do it that way.
That's the Gemara says.
Well, one version, the Tzitzit says, the Midrash says, the Rav did not want to do anything for Noah because he's going to have to do this job. Since he's going to do this job, he doesn't want to do another job for Noah. I don't know what it means exactly. It's not the same one. It's his grandson, probably his great grandson. What does it mean? But this is the introduction that we have about Eliyahu Navi. That Eliyahu Navi is going to have to run away, and he's afraid. I mean, Hashem is telling him that he has to run away from his devil and from Achav, and Hashem is going to supply him food. And it's a question how long it took till he had to move. And if you just one more sentence with your permission, so this is the question: how long was it? Some chachamim say it was a year. Some chachamim said it was a year. At the time, 1 year was sitting over there in Nachal Kid by himself, hiding from his devil. 1 year. Since it was a drought. Since Eliyahu Navi cursed and said no water, no rain, and no dew, the spring or the river dried out, there's no water. Kibayah Geshemaret was no rain, then he's going to have to move. So until that moment, he's sitting over there next to the river, and he's having all these things. Very nice. Yeah. What's really the secret? Again, there's a lot of versions. The Zotashim will go through the versions. It's another version. What is really, who is this entity that's called Eliyahu Navi? Who is this entity, Eliyahu Navi? Right, one thing is Pinchas, yeah. But it's not going to go through this, those opinions, who is really, is he from, or who he is really. I'm going to talk about his ability. And if we say that the way the Aril says, the way the Midrash says, his neshama, his power, his energy. So that energy, that it's such an important energy, that he has to come 3 days or before to tell us about Mashiach. This is really the last sentence in the Tanakh. It says, Navi Malachi says that before Mashiach will come, that's the last sentence. That's how the Tanakh ends. The last sentence in the Tanakh. It's not the Tanakh, but it's in the Nevi'im. It says, the Nevi'im that we have, it says, Eliyahu Navi is going to come to redeem you. It's also a question if it means just Mashiach or it means also preparation for Yom Hadina Gadol, for the real day of judgment, that you have to expect this guy Eliyahu Navi. Who is this guy? The Midrash says, I'm going to go through the whole thing, but the Midrash says that if you're going to follow the stories of Eliyahu Navi, it's very similar to the stories about Moshe Rabbeinu. Very similar. Right. This is one thing what the Maskil said, that Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, had to run away. So Moshe, that he is our Mashiach, that he is the one that is going to redeem us, he has to run away from Paro. Paro wants to kill him. Paro wants to kill him. So Hashem saves him. He runs away. He runs away, so Paro is forgets about him in a way, but on the other hand, Paro is looking to do something to him. He goes, he runs away, and he goes and he sits next to a well. What is next to a well? And before he ran, he had to make a stop and push, but again, he sounds like that he has no power. There's no power. This is the guy that really, that we expected to take himself out, was lost. It says he killed somebody, killed this guy, and he was going to kill also somebody, maybe Chiel, according to some Midrash that we said before, he's going to kill somebody. It says the power. Says the Midrash that there's two people that we know that flew to Shamayim, is Moshe and Eliyahu. Moshe went a few times and came down, and Eliyahu was doing the same thing, but Moshe just did it three times. Not three times exactly, more than three, but eventually, at the end, Moshe died here on earth, but not exactly according to Midrash, in some versions, or Moshe maybe went up again, but Eliyahu is going to do like Moshe, is going to go up and down, up and down. What is really behind it? If Eliyahu goes up and Moshe goes up. I said, okay, Moshe went up. Moshe went up, Hashem wants to speak to him. It says Moshe went up and there Hashem called him, Hashem wanted to teach him, and Eliyahu goes up. So some comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu. So you remember Or Chaim says, we don't have the information how does Or Chaim know it. But Or Chaim said when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon, Hashem had in mind Adam HaRishon will be able to jump up and down. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, you're going to be here, and I come down here and I'm going to be next to you. It says, most of the time I'll be here, sometimes I'll go up to Shomayim, you Adam HaRishon, when you need me something, you jump up. Any time that you have a question, you don't have to call me on the cell phone, just come upstairs. This was really the power of Adam HaRishon, and if you remember, I spoke about this once, remember? No? And it says that this is door of Lagad, we really want to climb up to Shamayim. We really want to climb up to Shamayim. What do you mean you want to climb to Shamayim? I mean, how far are you to think that you can go up to Shamayim? So that you're going upstairs all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, who is the Hashem that chose upstairs and we have to live downstairs? I said, we're talking to smart people, normal people. What do you mean? Who is Hashem and why I have to be here? That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to be down. He's up. He says, no, it's not true. This is what Or Chaim says. He says, it's not true. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, Hashem gave him the ability to fly, to go upstairs to Shamayim, to be next to Hashem. The same way Hashem dwells here, Adam HaRishon has the ability to go and dwell next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs. That is what Kalev also says. When the Meraglim comes back, the Kalev says, listen, if Hashem will tell us to go climb ladders, to go to Shamayim, also we can do it. This is what he means. It's not an exaggeration, but the secret behind it, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon means that you have the ability to fly. That is really why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to fly upstairs. It's not, of course, Hashem did not have to send upstairs. If Hashem wants to teach Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem can send him an email or talk to him downstairs. Moshe doesn't have to come upstairs and to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 40 days and 40 nights and go upstairs to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu other things. Forgive him Israel, and then comes down with the Luchot. Hashem can ship him the Luchot FedEx. Moshe can stay over here. It is from Shamayim. A lot of things came from Shamayim. Hashem sent it from Shamayim. He doesn't have to go Moshe. Was very nice. Moshe, why not? He got an invitation to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's behind it? Behind it is Moshe is something, a person that is called like Adam HaRishon. Moshe is called to the Midrash. Zot HaBracha Shevarach Moshe Isha Elokim. And soon we're going to see the Midrash says that Eliyahu is being called Ki Ish Elokim Mata. It's the lady. Soon we're going to learn, not tonight, next week with Rav Hashem, that Eliyahu is being described also Ish HaElokim. Ish HaElokim says the Midrash, that just means he can fly upstairs. You fly. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in mind that Adam HaRishon should fly upstairs anytime he wants. It says that Moshe is the same thing. And of course Moshe had the ability to fly. He didn't fly besides the few times to Shamayim, not only when Hashem invited him, he himself decided to go. The Gemara says that after Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Moshe did not have any invitation to go upstairs. He flew back upstairs. He says, why are you flying upstairs? Who invited you? You see the ability of Moshe to go upstairs. Eliyahu Navi at the end, one day he can tell Elisha, he says, I'm going today, I'm going to disappear. He sees a chariot, fire, horses, he's going upstairs. And until today, you can find Eliyahu HaNavi, people see Eliyahu HaNavi, they came down, go up, come down, and says, what is this? This is Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon had this ability to go and come down. Says Moshe was the second one that was able to go and come down, and Eliyahu HaNavi is the third one that we know, and we have no information, anybody else, says the Midrash, that was able to climb and come down, because again, Moshe and Eliyahu had the same energy, and that's really the energy of Adam HaRishon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What about Oz? They said that he could fly.
No. Not fly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. He can step, he can jump, but he cannot go to Hashem. To go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Moshe and Eliyahu Navi, nobody else. He says this is really the power, really not of Moshe. Of course it's power of Moshe, but not Moshe, it's the power of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon.
That's
what Adam HaRishon.
But Moshe ve'Eliyahu, lo ha'u Moshe she'arotu, Moshe she'aru muzmanim.
No. This is what I said before. Moshe was not invited after the golden calf to come up to Shamayim. Was not invited. It says Moshe, after the golden calf, Moshe went to Shamayim and said, I'm going up. Let's see what Hashem is going to say. So he went up after the golden calf. He was there 40 days without invitation. Came down. And went up again without invitation. And was there another 40 days up there. And then came down the second set of the Luchot. The third time he was invited to come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Luchot. But he was not invited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just to go upstairs. Because Hashem said, okay, I'll give you the Luchot. But the second time was no invitation at all. And Yahweh has no invitation. Before he dies, he has an invitation to come upstairs, but now he comes and goes, and he doesn't have to have invitation to come upstairs. He comes and goes. I says again, the energy, the energy of Eliyahu, the secret of Eliyahu is Moshe Rabbeinu. But the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu is Adam HaRishon, of course. And Eliyahu is very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. The minute the list will go through the miracles. This is really the power of Eliyahu HaNavi. The Midrash says in a way, in one version, that together with David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu has to come. Expect Mashiach. Mashiach is Nishmat David, is the soul of David, is the Neshama of David. Nevertheless, the Midrash says in one version that Moshe, the Neshama of Moshe, has to join David HaMelech. And the secret behind it, if you remember, that David HaMelech is part of Adam HaRishon, and Moshe is the same thing like Adam HaRishon. And this is really the Ari said, that this is really Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu Nabi is the same energy as Moshe, and Adam HaRishon and David, it's really the same neshama, the same energy, the same entity, that they come to redeem us and they come to teach us. And this is one version, one opinion in the Gemara, that it's really what Eliyahu Nabi is going to come and to teach us and to do certain things, because he is really like Moshe Rabbeinu, that was our teacher, like what Adam HaRishon had to do if he would not have eaten from Etz HaDaat.
Tekko?
I don't know, that's just some Chachamim. Some Chachamim say Tekko, it's against the Mishnah in Masechet Tzediyot, but that's what some Chachamim say, that this Eliyahu Navi is supposed to teach us. Eliyahu Navi is what we call a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has to fix or to teach or to guide Am Yisrael, and this is what we're going to see later, that he is going to bring Am Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That something that even Moshe from Yisrael did not do such a job, that he was convincing Am Yisrael. But Eliyahu Navi is going to try to bring back, and that's what the Zohar says. Daniel says that this is the power of Eliyahu Navi, that he can bring back all Am Yisrael. Not only that, the Zohar says in one version that the people that will be able to see Mashiach is the people that did not worship the Avodah Zarah in the time of Eliyahu Navi. That's how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
It says 7,000, yeah. The Neshamot of the 7,000 people. There were only 7,000 people that did not bow down to the Baal, to the statue. From all Am Yisrael. Ari in the Zohar says that only the Neshamot of those 7,000 people will be able to see Mashiach. It's not 7,000 people. It's the 7,000 Neshamot of those 7,000 people, all the people that have sparks on those Neshamot, says Ari, will see Mashiach. All the rest will not be able. Even though Eliyahu was able to convince everybody at the moment that Hashem is our Elohim, but of course we'll see Sefer Melachim later, the oven back, and whatever Eliyahu Navi did the job was not stable, and the job was not for good forever. In the time of Eliyahu Navi, he has to believe, immediately after Eliyahu Navi disappeared, even if in his time already, they already started to worship again. And therefore the Arizal says that only 7,000 Neshamot did not bow down, those are the ones that will see Mashiach, because they really have the right belief. Right. That's what I tried to say before, that Moshe had to leave the set. Moshe also is running away from power. Why is he running away from power? He didn't do anything bad. He didn't do anything bad. He was just in the palace, and then he went outside and killed somebody. So again, the Medrash says maybe he should not have done it, but you see, power is trying really to kill him. And Hashem saved him in a way, but now he has to run away. The Medrash says the same thing Eliyahu is like Moshe, that he has to run away. The same way Moshe had to run away, Eliyahu has to run away. The reason behind it, Galut. Adam HaRishon, out of Gan Eden. Adam HaRishon, out of Gan Eden, exiled. This is Moshe, he says, exile, Eliyahu, exile, run. He says, somebody is trying to kill you, yes. He says, somebody is trying to kill you. He says, you have to run away, you cannot be in the same place. He says, what are you going to do? He says, Adam HaRishon, says the Gemara, Malachim, Solim lo Bakar. In Gan Eden, Olesh, Osim lo Kabab. Says what? Angels from Shamayim, bringing him meat from Shamayim. Angels, which ones? Who are they? The two crows. So the Yahweh Navi, you'll get meat from Shamayim. You'll get meat. You don't know where it's coming from. He says, no, it doesn't matter. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have Yoshafat or you have Achab. It says the two crows will go over to the kitchen, bringing. It says Adam HaRishon, he had meat in the morning. Not in the evening. In the evening it was already Shabbat. It was already almost out of Gan Eden. It is after Adam HaRishon was created, it was the morning time. In the morning time already he ate meat. It says angels gave him meat. I said, where is the wine? Now he wants wine, and the other he wants wine. I said, David says, fiend. Fiends, Chava. Fiends, Chava, give wine. So Adam HaRishon says, great, you're getting no wine, water. Water with meat, water with bread. He says, this is really the tikkun of Adam HaRishon, that Eliyahu is going to have to go through. And we'll see through the next chapter how similar it is that Eliyahu has to go, because really Eliyahu is Adam HaRishon, and really is Moshe. He's going to go through the same stories as Moshe and Adam HaRishon. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is introducing us, Eliyahu. That's how powerful it is. He is so powerful that he can stop the rain. He says, stop the rain. Comes the Gemara, he says this in the Gemara, he says a statement. It says, it's called Masiach Shuk Shamim. It's the key for rain. It's only in Hashem's hands. Hashem doesn't give the key. Gemara, where? Here, look. Eliyahu. Eliyahu. It's not a question, because over here it's not a key for the rain. It's a key out to lack the rain. The Gemara talks about key to open, to bring the rain. Here is not the key to bring the rain. Eliyahu did not bring rain. He stopped the rain.
He said with Hashem's power.
I close it. I close it.
Yeah.
Again, what the Gemara says, the key of rain, it's not to stop rain. Yeah. The Gemara says to bring rain. Mm-hmm. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. But what's behind it? If you remember, it says the Torah, chapter 2, Sefer Bereshit, it says, Ve'ed ya'aleh min ha'aretz. It says, when rain is going to come, when Adam HaRishon is going to pray. The first rain, says the Gemara, did not show. There was no rain. I said, like, who created the whole world? It says, on Tuesday, all the trees came up, all the grass came up, but nothing grows. Until Adam HaRishon is going to come, he's going to ask for rain. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon was praying for rain, the first rain came, and then everything grew. It says, that's exactly what it is. The rain comes because of Adam HaRishon. Eliyahu, says Ari, is the spark of Adam HaRishon. He stopped it. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The key of rain is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. Yes, but you have to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that key to Adam HaRishon. Because until Adam HaRishon was praying for rain, there was no rain. It is you, Eliyahu Navi, you have the power to stop the rain. And this is really later, we'll see that when the drought is going to be finished, Hashem is going to tell Eliyahu, you go, and you go tell him, I'm giving rain. This isn't why, simple explanation is, Hashem does not want a half to disrespect Eliyahu. He says, why Hashem is sending Eliyahu to Ahab and telling him, Hashem is giving you rain. He says, because Eliyahu is like Adam HaRishon, he says, I'm praying. So the Gemara will say that Eliyahu is going to put his head, on between his feet, like this, he's going to bend down, he's going to pray to Hashem, and then Hashem is going to give bread. Why Hashem is doing it? Hashem is doing it because this is really Adam HaRishon, that he had this ability from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him as a partner, if we may say, in creation. Hashem told him he can jump up, Hashem told him he can bring the rain. Eliyahu is playing the same game. Eliyahu is going to stop the rain because he has the power to bring rain. He has the power to stop rain because he is right now the entity that presents Adam HaRishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to show us really what is the power of the Torah. And this is really what Eliyahu Navi is so upset here. It says, because of that Shiva, this was the introduction. The introduction was sitting in the Shiva, and then Ahav is asking him, excuse me, Baba, Moshe said something, so, oh Moshe, it's me! What do you mean Moshe? I stop it on the spot! The same explanation means it's just Eliyahu Navi, he takes Moshe's side. And he says, no, it's not Moshe's side. He is Moshe. You understand, we ask him, what is this? He says, that's what it is, me, I'm Moshe, I'm going to stop it. It's going to be the same thing that happened to Moshe, I'm going to run away, I'm going to have to meet like Adam HaRishon. But Eliyahu Navi is really the power of Moshe, I mean, Moshe. Thank you.